It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you're looking for an Irish connection to Baltimore, you don't have to look past its name. Nestled at the southwestern tip of County Cork, with its harbor on the North Atlantic, is the village of Baltimore, Ireland. We wondered on this St. Patrick's Day, what's life like in another Baltimore? And with me by phone from Baltimore, Ireland, to talk about it is Kieran Cotter. He owns a grocery store on the main square in town and captains the village lifeboat. Welcome to the show, Kieran.
Hello, Sheila.
How long has Baltimore, Ireland existed?
That's difficult to say, but it's probably there for over 1,000 years.
More than 1,000 years?
More than 1,000 years.
How many people live there?
At present, in the winter time, we have about 350 to 400 people. And in the summer time, we would have a couple of thousand people. Traditionally, it was a fishing village with a small port where ships used to come in to discharge cargo. And now it's a fishing village and tourist village with quite a lot of sailing.
And what do tourists do?
Well, the big attraction here is sailing. We have a lovely little harbour which is just over a mile wide by a mile long. And it's ideal for small kids learning to sail. And then there's also quite a few people would come in on sailing boats from other parts of Ireland, from the UK, France. And there would also be people come across the Atlantic as we're on the southwest corner of Ireland. And they would make a landfall at Baltimore. That's one side of the tourism. Another side of the tourism is in the locality we have quite a lot of islands, and daily, all year round, ferries depart to the islands. One ferry, there's about 7 or 8 ferries going to Shirkin Island and 3 ferries going to Cape Clear Island. And then out beyond Cape Clear you have a famous rock called the Fastnet Rock. And historically, it was known as Ireland's Teardrop. When the people would leave Queenstown, which is now Cove, on the ships going to America, the last part of Ireland they would see is the Fastnet Rock before they headed off out into the Atlantic, heading for New York.
It sounds sort of like a wonderland.
Yeah, every place has its charms. Doesn't matter where you are, whether it's in the Chesapeake or whether it's in the southwest corner of Ireland. Every place has its charms, and for people who visit, they will see the good. They will see the lovely views, the nice clean water, the ocean, more than the people that live here all year round.
That's Kieran Cotter here on Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Kieran is the owner of a grocery store in Baltimore, Ireland, and captain of the lifeboat there. On St. Patrick's Day, we're talking about Baltimore in Ireland. Kieran, Baltimore, Maryland is named after Cecilius Calvert, who was Lord Baltimore and a member of what was then the Irish Parliament. Is Baltimore, Ireland also named after Lord Baltimore?
I don't think so. The name Baltimore would come from probably. There's a big house here in the village which we call the Baltimore Castle, and it was built about 800 years ago. Maybe not in its present form. The present form might have been built 500 years ago. And that was known as the village, we think, came from that house. And it was in 500 years ago that the spoken language would have been Irish, and it would have come from Town of the Big House. In Irish, that is Baile on T. Moor. And that, we believe, has been anglicized into Baltimore.
And that big house did not belong to the Calvert family. They were in another part of Ireland.
That big house was owned by the O'Driscoll family. And in 1601, Finian O'Driscoll leased his big house and lands, I believe, to the British for 30 years.
What is the perception of Baltimore, Maryland?
People see Baltimore, Maryland as a big city on the edge of the Chesapeake, also a big port, lots of commerce, whereas we're a small laid-back village on the southwest corner of Ireland. They would probably see Baltimore, Maryland as a city like Dublin.
Oh, really? It's St. Patrick's Day today. We'll be wearing green. There have been or will be St. Patrick's Day parades in various U.S. cities. What will you be doing in Baltimore, Ireland?
Well, lots of people in Ireland, they will, about 50% of the people will go to Mass on St. Patrick's Day. They will wear the shamrock. Some people may wear a green tie, but the idea of wearing green jackets and green hats, not that common. People would use that if they were going to a football match where Ireland was playing rather than on St. Patrick's Day. After Mass, they would come home, maybe have lunch, then maybe go out and head to the pub for an afternoon. And if they're near a big town or if they're at a city, they would go to the parade. All the towns in Ireland will have a parade. Small villages like ours normally don't have parades, and all the cities will have a parade. So that's what people would do, and then they would return, maybe go to a restaurant for a meal in the evening, and then return home.
What's the closest parade to you?
A little town called Skibbereen. It's about 8 miles away.
Kieran, I really appreciate your talking with us. Thank you.
And no problem.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too.
Kieran Cotter. He owns a grocery store on the main square in Baltimore, Ireland, and is captain of the village lifeboat. He's won a medal for bravery in that role. At our website, we hear more of Kieran describing the lifeboat work, and we have links to more about Baltimore, Ireland, all at wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. There's more ahead. Stay with us on 88.1.
She stood right in front of me. Color of her eyes were the color of insanity. Crushed beneath her wave like a ship I could not reach the shore. We're all just dancers of the devil's dance floor. Well, swing a little more, little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more, little more next to me. Swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor. Crushed against her face, I could feel her insecurity. Might have been a drunk and her father was obscurity. Nothing ever came from a life that was a simple one. Well, you're